The Runaway Horses, written by Joyce Kotze and read by Peter Noble.
Background. Fact. In 1835, thousands of Cape Dutch trekked from the Cape Colony into the hinterland of southern Africa to escape British domination. They were called Boers and founded two independent republics, the Orange Free State and the Zuid-Afrikaanse Republiek, known as the Transvaal. Antagonism against the British grew among generations of Boers and came to fever pitch following the discovery of the world's richest gold deposits in the Transvaal in 1886. Fiction. Sir Andrew Stuart, attached to the Cape Parliament in the mid-19th century, had two daughters, Susan and Mary. They grew up in England, but visited the Cape Colony regularly. Susan married a cavalry officer, Captain Stuart Henderson, and remained in England. Mary met a Transvaal Boer, Martinus de Winter, who was at the time a student in Cape Town. She married him and settled in the Transvaal. Thus it came about that the two sisters reared their children in very different circumstances. Charles and James Henderson, as minor British gentry, their de Winter cousins, Martin, Stephanie, and twin brothers Karel and Rudolf, as Boers. In 1886, Susan Henderson brought her sons to Wintersrust, the de Winter family farm near Rustenburg, to meet their Boer cousins. Prologue. Wintersrust, September 1902. The full moon sinks behind the mountain, leaving the land to dawn. At the blackened ruin of a farmstead, a man stands like a ghost, his eyes on a woman in the graveyard. She kneels at the older tombstones. Her fingers travel over the names on the granite. At the graves of those who died recently, she stands, wringing her hands. There are only wooden crosses on the mounds of earth. The man sags to his haunches, his back against the stone wall, his hands between his knees. It started 3 years ago, the relentless flight of the wild horses. They followed the leader's dream, trusting implicitly, but now the dream lies shattered in the graveyard, the ravaged farmstead, the desolation of the veld. Some stayed to the end. Some broke away from the herd. Those are the runaway horses, the survivors, the wounded souls. This day they will return to find solace in shared sorrow and forgiveness, to go to the place where guilt and blame do not exist, where only peace reigns. The sun creeps across the farm, the light gentle, beautiful. His eyes travel over the empty cattle kraals, the unploughed fields, and come to rest on the mountain in the near distance. He recalls the shrill voices of children at play in the summer of 1886.